From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, I'm Terry Parsons, and you're tuned to the Blind Lemon Blues for the week ending Sunday, February 11th, 2018. Our profile tonight features a fabulous lady from Manitoba. Now, for years, Tracy Kay lived and worked in Thunder Bay, Ontario, but something just wasn't right. So last year, she moved home to a small town just outside Winnipeg and started recording what was supposed to be some demos. But that grew into an EP, which grew into an album called What's the Rush? Last year, I spoke with Tracy about the album, and in particular, the inspiration behind it. To order yourself a copy, go to www.tracyk.ca. Our profile tonight is Tracy K.
Come here, Papa. Come here real quick. This Delta crud's got me mighty sick.
Time in the making. It's a collection of songs that I've been writing pretty much since my last release, which was in 2011. There's a bit of a trend to my albums. It seems to be about every 7 years. The working title of this one was 7 Year Itch, because it seems to fall suit with my pattern. So I just decided after I had moved away from Thunder Bay, Ontario, back to my hometown in Manitoba, just outside of Winnipeg, I needed some levity. And I thought, well, nothing better than getting into the studio and laying down some music. And so I did that with the intention of just demoing a couple of songs. They were sounding good, and I had a few more I wanted to put down. So the demo kind of got extended into a couple more tunes. And then I thought, well, this could be an EP. And then, well, the EP turned into what it was I had a few more tunes. And upon investigation, we realized that with those extra tunes, I'd actually have a formal album. Even though it's only 8 songs, the time of the album, the time of the songs added up, was long enough to qualify it as an album. Mm. So it was going to be released as an EP, but it actually qualified as an album. So that's kind of the Coles notes on how it was born.
In the sugar mama singing the blues. But I ain't gonna worry about what tomorrow
recorded. Naturally, I have a whole bunch of songs, you know, originals that I could have put on there, but I didn't feel as strongly about them as I did about this one. So, yeah, they vary. Some of the songs were written as recently as one night before the guitar player went back to Toronto, and we went into the studio and laid it down cold in the control room, one take, and that was Time Machine. It's just a fun little ditty. Even though it's not the strongest song on the album, I just love the fact that the night before, my guitar player and I were sitting here in my living room messing around, and he was playing something that was so Lenny Bro, and I loved it, and I just started kind of scatting along with it and throwing some crazy words to it, and I said, we've got to record that. And we went into the studio and laid it down the next day, like I say, on the way to the airport.
Turn it around, try to find level ground. Let go and all that jazz, Scooby-Doo and razzmatazz. Lightning strikes, thunder rolls, soothing me down to my soul. My way to the record store. I heard the news and I need some more. Let go and all that jazz, Scooby-Doo and razzmatazz. Lightning strikes, thunder rolls. Yeah, it's soothing.
do 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 but I'm eating dear to do it and dear to do it and dear to do it do 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 I heard that news and I need some more. Let go and all that jazz. I said Scooby-Doo and razzmatazz. Lightning strikes, thunder rolls. Yeah, it's soothing me down to my soul. Yeah, it's soothing me down to my soul. Yeah, it's soothing me, soothing me, soothing me, soothing me, soothing me, soothing me.
Yeah, it's a varied album. And in fact, if people are so inclined, on my SoundCloud page, which is soundcloud.com/TracyKMusic, there's little stories beside each of the song that tell you the song's meaning and origin. So one of them was written while I was working as a courier in Thunder Bay. I work as an educational assistant in the schools, like as a substitute educational assistant. That frees me up to go touring and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And in the summer, this one summer, I picked up some work as a courier, doing some deliveries here and there. The song Done Gone Wrong, which is probably the strongest song on the album, the one that seems to be getting the most airplay and selling me more copies, that was written while I was on the road doing a delivery. And I was just thinking about how beautiful it was on the north shore of Lake Superior and how beautiful Thunder Bay was. And yet sometimes I really longed for home on the prairies, and they're two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. As, you know, I'm a landlubber, right? Yeah. And there I was on the inland ocean. And I was still longing for home, and I thought, but this is my home. Like, which one is home, really? And so that's the first line of the song was exactly that. It's, why am I longing for home when I'm already there?
Why am I longing for home when I'm already there? Why do I want so much more when I said I didn't care? Why are my nights so empty and long? Baby, everything like ABC. It used to be so simple, honey, like 1, 2, 3. But now it's done gone, turn around. Yeah, everything done gone wrong. You think you want time that's gone by, but it seems like you don't wanna, honey. You don't even wanna try. Well, pretty soon you'll forget why you're dragging it around, and that's when everything done gone wrong. Thank you. don't know what lies ahead, but my fuel tank is empty, honey, and my engine light is flashing red.
Finishing off a quartet of songs from her latest album, What's the Rush? That's Tracy K. Done, Gone Wrong, Time Machine, What Tomorrow Brings, and we started that set off with I Got the Honey. Check her out online at www.tracyk.ca. I'm Terry Parsons. The Blind Lemon Blues will continue after these messages.